oddest interviews, music, and more
from the Radio Mystic Music Network.
RadioMystic.com.
And now, the Radio Mystic Podcast.
All right, gang, we're back on the line today with Corey Lene Carruthers. Corey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pete?
Wonderful. I've got my coffee here. I'm ready to rock. And I'm glad you're back on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's been a while, huh?
It's been a little while, but, you know, we've been obviously in touch behind the scenes, and I'm excited to tell everybody that your brand new album is out.
Yay!
Fire in the Rainstorm. Man, this was a big project, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Tell me a little bit about the process, because you've been working on this for, it's been almost 2 years?
Well, actually, it's been since 2010.
Wow.
But to actually get it to this point, it's been very difficult. Well, you know, more involved.
I know you went back to Will Ackerman's studio to record and do all the good stuff that they do up there.
Yes, we did. In fact, Will was really excited to have me come back and when I told him that this was a complete solo piano album, he was like, what? What? but he got on board, as you know, because he's been listening to the pieces that I've been sending to him since 2010. And he's like totally on board.
That's awesome. You've done an amazing job with this. It's just so polished, and it's just a fantastic album.
Thank you.
One of the things I noticed, too, is that there is a track on here that is a solo piano version of one of the tracks from your first album.
That's right.
The Day.
Yeah.
Why'd you decide to redo that one?
I was running out of music, and because there were a couple of tracks that I played for them, and, you know, I really didn't feel like they belonged on the album. I think they are more like an electronic version of something that will come in the future, but The Day, Tom was looking on, Tom Eaton, he's the engineer, chief engineer there, and he was looking online on iTunes, and he noticed that The Day is my top song, and so he said, well, why don't you play that for this album, and I was like, okay, and I couldn't remember it, so I had to buy it and download it on my computer.
You had to buy your own track?
Yeah. And I couldn't remember how to play the stupid thing, so I had to play the song several times, and it turned out really well. I kind of like it, the piano version of it.
I do, too. I was going to say the comparison between, I mean, I liked the original version as well, but it's really nice to hear just a stripped-down solo piano version of this track. It was really quite a difference to me to listen to.
Yeah, me too, and to play it was... I was already emotional, so it made me cry anyway, and that it was really neat to be able to do that.
Speaking of emotional, this album does seem like it is full of emotion because it does track your progress over the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Of things that you've gone through that you mentioned on your website.
Yeah, it's, I had my best friend, she came up from Tennessee. We are college buddies and we used to sing together, and it was like having her full circle, having her with me. And at that time, you know, of course I can't sing right now because of the vocal disorder I have. But, you know, just having her there was an emotional experience. And each one of these songs has a very deep story to them, attached to them. And I would lie if I didn't cry. I was, like, bawling. And I know that Will and Tom are like, what's the matter with her? And it's just the nature of the beast with this album. It's really, really tied to my heart.
The title itself, Fire in the Rainstorm, is where'd you come up with that? Obviously, that ties into the challenges, right?
Oh, yeah. I had a dream that I was in it's kind of a dream state, this Fire in the Rainstorm title. Literally, I mean, you can't have a fire in the rainstorm and real life, but you know, it's an emotional expression. There is fire in my heart and a rainstorm of challenges going on, and this album is about keeping grounded, and that there's always hope, you know, when you go through these things, because there's always, I mean, you can't just give up. And that's what this album is all about, is just keep going no matter what happens.
Each track has specific meaning and a lot of times for a specific person or people in your life who have helped you or been with you on the journey towards this release.
That's true. A friend of mine, the song "A Fire in the Rainstorm," the title track, is specifically for her and her mother. She, in herself, she's got a fire going on in her spirit and soul. And I hope that one day things can be, you know, peaceful for her. But she's a really neat person. I really enjoyed.
Now, there's a lot of people who are involved in it besides Will Ackerman and Tom Eaton. I'm seeing your daughter Claire on the credits.
Oh yeah, she donated financially to the album.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and
what a sweet girl. See,
yeah.
That's how kids should be.
If I could retire her, you know, retire and have her take care of me, that would be cool. No, I'm just kidding. No, she was serving in Afghanistan when she donated.
Wow,
and,
that's great.
Yeah, there were a ton of people, a lot of people from the internet all came on board to help make this happen. It's a collaborative effort. It's not just me. It's just, you know, everybody like Lynn Pendleton, I think that's her name, and Pat Sylvester. It's just, you'll probably see them on Facebook because they're all over the place. And it's just each one, and Tom Foth and his wife donated to the album. And, you know, some of the super fans and friends have really stepped up to the plate to help.
And now you did take this, I remember a while back, you took this to one of the online fundraising sites, right?
Yeah, I did. I took it to Pledge.
And that obviously worked very well.
It did. It was, and we're going to go with Indiegogo this time to do marketing and promotion with this.
These tracks means a lot to you. Is there any one on the album that really means the most or that really stands out for you personally?
Whispers of the Heart. That and Liberty. But Whispers of the Heart, really, I wrote that when I went to visit a friend of mine. Well, actually, there's three. Nunu Sunrise, but I'll get to that in a second. But Whispers of the Heart used to be called Talking After the Dishes. And I wrote this piece when I was out in Minnesota with a friend of mine. We were talking about being wives and mothers and all the stuff that comes with that. And we went through some similar challenges within our families. And we talked about it and we just were bawling in the kitchen doing this, you know.
There's a lot of crying involved with this album.
There was a lot of tears. It was good tears and tears to just completely let go of all that this album is. I had to get it out of my system.
Right.
Because by the time I got to Will's place, Imaginary Road, I was going to explode.
Well, it's a good place to explode up there, though.
Oh,
down
yeah.
In the beautiful country in Vermont, and I hear he has a wonderful studio. You've been there many times.
It's out in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of, you know, there's really good people that live in that area, and Fiona Joy, she has a house in Newfane, which is not too far.
Okay, Fire in the Rainstorm was released on May 15th. I got to tell you, I really love the cover because it just looks like you are so excited and free at that point. Kind of like I feel after I have my morning coffee.
Yeah. That picture was taken by my friend Sarah Char. She's she and I have been longtime friends. And so guess where we took that picture in front of?
Where?
My garage.
The wonders of Photoshop, unless you set your garage on fire.
Actually, she put the background in, it wasn't her that put the background in. It was actually another artist. Her name is Debbie Silverman. She lives in Tennessee. She is the wife of Jeff Silverman, who has worked with me before on music.
Right.
And so she did the background.
That's fantastic. It's a wonderful cover.
Thank you.
It says a lot, you know, and now knowing the story behind a lot of the the music, the cover has a lot more meaning for me.
You know, maybe we can, you know, hopefully everybody will listen and they'll look at the picture and go, oh yeah, I see where that coming, where that came from.
Are you selling this on your website, or are you, you're directing people to other locations?
We're selling it through my website. I can go to the website and hit shop, and it'll take you to my shop.
Excellent. And what kind of promotional support are you thinking to give on this album? I know you said you're going to go back to Indiegogo for that. Are you going to do some touring, or are you going to do performances?
I'm actually going to do a Western States tour in 2016. I am actually going to be playing at Michelle McLaughlin's house in Salt Lake City.
Oh, cool.
So we're feverishly working on all this, because last year I was supposed to have everything in place, but I was in pain all year, and then I had surgery in December to fix that, and I'm okay now. It's just everything's coming at me at once, so I'm trying to get, you know, scramble and get everything taken care of.
Exactly. Now, that all had to do with your voice and the condition in your vocal cords, right?
Well, that's part of it. The pain part was something entirely different, and so I'm not going to go into that, but I had major surgery, let's put it that way, to fix it.
Suffice it to say that you've had many challenges down this road.
Yeah, I mean, and now I have to have Botox shots into my vocal cords in order to be able to talk, because I have something called spasmodic dysphonia. It causes a neurological condition that causes a spaz or a jump in my speech, and eventually it will take, if without the Botox shots, it will take my ability to talk away from me. So
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's you think that, you know, you're going through life and doing pretty good, and then weird stuff like this happens.
Right.
And my brother has the same issue.
Wow. So does that mean it's basically can be hereditary?
Yeah, it's genetic.
Wow.
Yep. And it also comes with some very interesting things that go muscularly. I get little twitches in my eye. So, you know, remember when, you know, we've had certain conversations, you know, a few years back, and you would always ask me, do you have a cold? Well, that was the beginning of it.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it's been a long time, and I've been avoiding getting it diagnosed. And then when I was diagnosed, I didn't believe it, so I went up to UCLA to meet with the doctor that did the surgery for my brother.
Right.
And he came up with the same diagnosis, and I was in denial for a while.
Right.
And I was pretty dang upset, because I wanted to sing, you know, on the instrumental versions of Fire in the Rainstorm, but that didn't happen.
See, I think what they should do for your, what you should do for your cover now is just add a superhero cape to the back of you for getting through all this and staying strong, you know?
You know, it's, if I allowed it, I would, you know, it would paralyze me for life. And I don't want to go through life going, oh, poor me. Oh, woe is me. That's not who I am.
Exactly.
You know, I've just been having fun and laughing about it. In fact, this weekend when I was up at New Orleans at the Zone Music Reporter Awards, I was just supporting the artists that were up for awards. And I had just about 4 weeks ago, I had gotten my Botox shots, and it takes about 3 to 4 weeks for my voice to get completely strong, instead of sounding like I had, like I'm breathy or something like that. And I had no voice. And then when I was driving back from the airport Sunday night, all of a sudden my voice was back. And that's how it works.
That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, I can't lie. Sometimes it's very frustrating. In fact, I was extremely upset Friday night at the ZMR meet and greet, because I could not talk with Flip. Nobody could hear me. And so I texted my husband, Don, and he goes, okay, that's it. He goes, that's enough. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get up and start talking to people. Don't worry about it. Most of them know what's going on. Just stop it. So I love him for that. I love it that he just kicks me in the butt and says what I need to hear, instead of making me, oh, poor baby, you know. No, he doesn't do that to me.
That's awesome support, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
are doing, or you're connected to the Hearing Health Foundation.
Yeah.
Which you also have on your website. Talk a little bit about that.
I contacted them about 2.5 years ago, and because I'm also deaf in my left ear, and they are doing some innovative research. They're a wonderful organization. They're based in New York City. They are doing research to cure tinnitus,
right,
and hearing loss. And they've also put up videos about cochlear implants. And if anybody has seen the little baby that has the cochlear implants, the video of that, of where the baby can hear.
Oh, yeah, on the internet?
Yeah, and, you know, they recommend that kind of thing. And they also will be putting up there should be a blog all live right now that you can go and click on and read what I have to say about them. But the proceeds of my music will be going to them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I really like them. They have been really on board with this thing, and so it's been amazing. An amazing journey with them.
Well, this entire project has been an amazing journey for you, Corey. I can tell, just, you know, I mean, talking to you over the years and finally seeing this see the light of day. Congratulations on such a wonderful album.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for everyone. This album could not be where it is right now were it not for everyone. Everyone's effort, and everybody's so generous. They've been generous to help with this, whether they've donated or they've given me like albums. Like Will gave me a bunch of albums for the returning, and they're signed, and so people have picked up on that. And people that have done that are artists that, you know, draw or paint, they've given me some of their work to help give to the perks that people, when they donate things, they get those things.
So it has been a huge team effort, and I'm so proud of you for seeing this come to the light today, and for especially hearing everything that you've been through to get this to where it needs to be. And I just wish you all the best with the promotions on this, and then I hope it sells like hotcakes.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. We're going to go for a Grammy.
I think you should.
I think we should too.
Absolutely. This is a fantastic album. Let's tell people where they can find you online.
Okay, it's at CoreyTunes.com. It's spelled CoreyTunes.com. And if you click shop, it'll take you to my shop page. You can also find me on iTunes. Type in my name, Corey Lene Carruthers, or Corey Carruthers. You'll be able to find me there.
Excellent.
And Amazon, too. Also, CD Baby. I forgot to mention that one.
Well, thanks so much, Corey, for doing this and being back on the show. It's always wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you.
Even more behind the scenes, because people can't hear what we really talk about.
I know.
Fire in the Rainstorm, folks. It's available right now from Corey Lene Carruthers. Corey, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
From Fire in the Rainstorm, that's New News Sunrise by Corey Linnea Carruthers. The album is available right now wherever fine music is sold. Grab a copy for yourself today at CoreyTunes.com.
The Radio Mystic Podcast.
RadioMystic.com.